This podcast is sponsored by University Bookstore. Join the Pack Rewards and save 10% on Husky gear every day, even on game day. Join the Pack today at ubookstore.com. This podcast is brought to you by Adidas. Same dogs, new threads. Head to huskyteamstore.com to check out the new collection.
This is Hannah, and you are listening to Wellness Weekly, where I recap what's going on in the wellness section this week, hence the name, Wellness Weekly. And this is the last episode of the quarter. I know, I think I said that the last episode, but then I got inspired. But, you know, imagine like noisemakers, and the studio is obviously decked out with balloons and streamers. It's early high budget production we run here.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, since it is our last show and everyone is busy, I could only get one guest, but is the best guest yet. I'm here with Meg!
Yay!
Say hey!
Hey!
So, who are you?
I am the health and wellness editor, and I have been this entire quarter.
You certainly are.
Yeah. So every article that you've talked about has gone through me.
Yeah, basically.
So we're like the same.
We are the same. Mm-hmm. Me and Mac equals.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so you are the wellness editor, the health and wellness editor, the wealth and hellness editor, mm-hmm. and you've done the whole quarter, and it's your first quarter, yeah?
My first quarter as an editor, yeah.
Oh my god. And you've had some pretty big shoes to fill. Shabazz, Manisha, others that I don't know about, but you've done amazing, and I've had so much fun writing under you and talking about your section here, but how has it been going for you?
Mostly very good. I was the assistant editor like last year to Manisha in the winter before I left for study abroad, and I would see like all the really hard-hitting work she was doing, and I just like idolized her so much. So now I live with her. Like, she asked like wanted to like move in with her next year, and I was like, oh my god, like,
goals.
I have to make this happen. So just like trying to emulate like the work that she did with the section. I really think she did such a great job in like expanding its scope, because now we have like really hard-hitting science stories, and we also have like fun pieces, like more fluffy like self-care, which I also really like to publish. I really like to read that kind of thing, but I think we just have like a really good balance.
For sure.
Like Thirst Trap has still been going on this year, and I'm very happy for that, like both in terms of like the amount of clicks that drives, and also I just think it's really great. Like, I was thinking about this a lot, like a lot of people are just like so undereducated about like relationships, and in college like that always becomes like relevant, but we're just like all flying blind, so it's very cool to have like a section where there's students like figuring things out in real time and like letting other students in on their secrets. And so I've liked editing everything that like comes across my desk, because like people, it'll be things that people are passionate about, and then they send them to me, and I feel like we're helping people. I don't know how many, I don't know our circulation, but I think it is making at least a tangible difference for some people who are coming across it.
Oh my god, you're so well spoken. I just like, I'm over here like, blah, blah, and Max just like spitting bars. Oh my god, you're awesome. But it's probably been kind of crazy and kind of like a whirlwind. So I was just gonna see like how much you retain, you know?
Okay.
And see if I can get you like a little flustered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds fun. Terrifying. Mm-hmm. Feedback.
Yeah. I'm sweating. My hand has gone to my mouth. Like, I'm ready. I'm shielding myself.
Oh, thank you for providing the visuals. Yeah, I love that.
I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sure I give that off sometimes.
No. You seem very competent.
Ah, thanks.
So, I wish I could make this a drinking game, but we are sponsored by Adidas. Billy, roll the mid-roll ad. Just kidding. But maybe some other time this will be a drinking game. But my first question actually isn't trivia, which is kind of lame, but let's do like a highlight reel. What's your top three articles this quarter from the wellness section?
Ooh, okay. So, I really liked the placebo double feature that we put out, I think, last week. That was a little collab that we did with like science and wellness, where Ash Shaw wrote a piece about the placebo effect, both from the perspective of science and then the perspective of wellness. So she did two pieces, two full-length, like, feature-length pieces. It was really amazing. And I love stuff about self-care. I love writing it. I love reading it. Like, that's my, like, sort of, like, junky consumption thing, is I love reading, like, takedowns of Goop and all that sort of, like, consumerist stuff. So Ash wrote about, like, the placebo effect in self-care, like, things we do to take care of ourselves, like face masks that might not do anything, but we still, like, engage in them, like, the ritual of self-care more than, like, the actual products that we're using. I felt like that was really interesting. I think my highlight reel is going to be a little bit biased toward what is recent, because that's what's going to have stuck in my head.
Yeah.
But also, Natalie pitched this piece a while ago, and she published it, I think, a couple weeks ago, about patients dying while doctors are on hold. Not literally, but sort of that's the metaphor to, like, get the urgency of the problem across. Like, there's so much bureaucratic red tape in the medical system that the fact that there's, like, patients who are literally wasting away, like, it's a life and death situation, and their docs are on hold with insurance, like, while that's happening. And I feel like that's a really important aspect that we don't talk a lot about, because, like, healthcare is such a human thing, like, fundamentally, but it's so easy to get caught up in the bureaucracy of it and, like, just think about, like, it's, like, it's such a dry, like, numbers on paper industry. But it's really not about that for, like, people who are living, like, interactions with that. I also really liked the debut of the gay agenda.
Obviously,
I'm a little bit biased towards that, but I think, like, number one, I'm very impressed with the art that we have for that column.
Yes.
I think it's very fun and vibrant, just a little bit campy, but really fun. And so, yeah, I love Miranda's Fellas, Is It Gay to Halloween article, where she, like, went into, like, the gay roots of masquerade and sort of, like, all the traditions associated with Halloween. So I really loved, I've loved reading her work throughout this quarter and all of her thoughts on gay issues. And we're getting to publish those, like, mostly weekly, and that's really cool. And I hope that'll continue next quarter too.
Yeah, Miranda's Fellas, Is It Gay to Halloween was one of my top three, too.
Oh, yeah.
My other favorites were I'm Never Quitting My Antidepressants by you. I really like that. I really like the art for that, too. I think that was just a really...
Yeah.
I like your voice. I think it's really great.
Oh, thank you.
And then also my all-time favorite, How to Not Rape 2 by Manisha. Just excellent, beautiful. But now that we celebrated some really cool articles, and there's plenty of those, we're going to go on to some fucking trivia, right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So to win, you have to get 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's bonus points at the end, so you can make a comeback.
Oh,
don't worry.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. We're all about redemption.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So first question.
Uh-huh.
Here at the good old U of Dub, we love to talk about climate change. We slurp that up through a compostable straw. How many wellness articles have focused on environmental issues this quarter?
Oh gosh. Okay. I feel like I hear, like, the Jeopardy music, like, going. Okay. So we have Nikki Seligman's climate change, where she talked about Gasworks Park.
Okay.
Oh, my heart, like, sped up, Hannah. You don't even know. How many, like, touched on them or focused on them?
I kind of went with focused.
Okay. We had an article about seed, I think, like, a week ago. Okay. I'm not gonna itemize them. I'm just gonna go for, like, a ballpark.
Oh, okay.
I think.
You got it.
I'm gonna say. Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
That's really close. We had five.
Oh.
That I counted, which is just under 10% of.
Oh,
but I didn't do
good.
A seed one. I might have counted wrong, so you might be even closer.
I was gonna say five, and then I was like, well, I've probably forgot, like, three, so.
Okay, then I'm gonna give you the point.
Oh,
because
okay,
I trust
you. It was in my brain.
It was in your brain. We are telepathic,
yeah.
If you didn't know this.
Okay.
But the five are the climate crisis one by Nikki Seligman that you mentioned. Natalie Rand wrote the rising arsenic levels in food, global warming.
Uh-huh.
Karina Patel wrote a climate change pollutants linked to chronic lung disease. And wait, where does this go? How to properly dispose of your waste. McKenna Zatcher. And then Thelonious's gone fishing stuff about fish and also the environment. But yeah, I guess that was probably hard because I didn't read all them. So we're going to give you the point. 1 point for Matt.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, now for the second question.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a title, and you have to give me the author name.
Oh, good, 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 good.
Okay.
I was hoping this was a category.
Okay, it'll be good.
Okay.
All right. National Period Day rally draws menstruators and activists from across the state.
That was a Dev writer,
I know.
It?
I picked most of Dev writers.
I'm going to guess. Can I have three? No, no, I'm
no,
going to guess.
No, you may not.
Karina Patel.
It is not.
Okay.
It is Annika Prom, or okay. Annika. I'm not sure. I've never met her.
Okay.
So I'm not going to give you the point for that one.
I understand.
I understand. The next one is BSMI, Don't Let Your BMI Weigh You Down.
Clara Kobashigawa.
Yes!
Yes!
All right, 2 points for you.
Thank you.
And then Downward Dogs Celebrate Yoga Month this October.
Miranda Milton.
Ooh! I thought that was going to be hard because she, that's not, like, in her column. So, I thought it was tricky. Guess not.
I got you.
I know. You're 3 for 4. That's pretty dang good.
Mm-hmm. 75.
I think you're going to crush this. Okay. Next is 2 Truths and a Lie. So, I'm going to give you... Nag just freaks out. I'm going to give you 3 quotes.
Okay.
2 of these quotes are real quotes.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then 1 of them is not.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Number 1, no one is going to give away their drugs for free. Number 2, your skin does not necessarily need to drink almond milk or kiwi juice. Number 3, I have faked interest in cars and football and the brand Vineyard Vines too many times not to be granted the same decency for astrology and pumpkin spice lattes.
All right. I think you're being sneaky because I think these are all real quotes, but one of them is slightly modified from whole milk to almond milk.
That's right! Like,
yes.
I'm so impressed.
Yeah, it was whole milk and kiwi juice.
No! That was so good. I thought that was going to be sneaky as all hell.
Oh, yeah.
You're amazing. Okay, well, that was... okay, fine.
All right.
4 out of 5.
All right.
We're doing really well. Uh-huh. Wow, I'm, like, shaking. Okay.
But, me too. Like, my power level that, like, I feel personally, like, increase. Like, my aura is, like, out the room right now.
Your ego is just exploding.
Between tuition, books, student loans, and living expenses, managing money as a college student can be stressful. BECU is here to help. Visit becu.org/uw-student for financial advice made specifically to help UW students start their financial lives on the right foot. BECU can guide you step by step through tracking your spending, building a budget, learning to save, and understanding how to avoid common financial mistakes. BECU is a not-for-profit credit union and home of the exclusive purple and gold UW debit card. Visit becu.org/uw-student to get started. Federally insured by NCUA.
This podcast is also brought to you by Global Innovation Exchange. Are you ready to lead the development of innovative solutions for connected devices or robotics? The UW Master of Science and Technology Innovation, MSTI, offered by the Global Innovation Exchange, teaches the skills needed to go from concept to development and onto market. GIX is a new model of experiential education founded by the UW, Tsinghua University, and Microsoft. Work alongside industry sponsors to get hands-on experience. Courses are focused in the areas of design thinking, technology development, and entrepreneurship. Learn more at our next info session on October 3rd at 6 p.m. at the UW Allen Library Auditorium and explore our cutting-edge space on December 5th at 5:20 p.m. at the Global Innovation Exchange in Bellevue. Learn more and sign up at gixnetwork.org. GIX, design, build, launch.
Okay, anyway, this was a fun little thing. I noticed we had some really long titles. So I'm going to give you the gist of each of the... I'm going to give you, like, 3 options, and you're going to tell me which one has the longest title. I'm not going to tell you the title because, duh, but you'll know when you hear it, okay?
Uh-huh.
So, 1, Ashes, Placebo, and Self-Care had a long title, and then Tyasha's Body Hair had a long title, and then Thelonious's Fish thing also had a long title.
Is this, like, word count?
Yes.
Okay. Tyasha's was like razors, lasers, and fake science. Body hair removal is standard, but for only half the population. I feel like it's... I'm going to go with Tyasha's.
Final answer?
Yeah, that's my final answer.
It was Ashes, Placebo, and Self-Care.
Oh, really?
It had 23 words.
Wow.
It's a long title.
Man.
It's, maybe that face mask isn't doing much for your skin, but it is, it if it makes you feel better, why not go for it anyway?
Oh.
And yeah, that was a pretty outlier, because Tiasha's was 18, but 21 if you make WW2 World War II.
Okay.
It depends on how you look at it.
Okay, yeah. It's really subjective.
It's honestly... Okay, mm-hmm. You're still doing well. Don't be too mm-hmm. sad about it.
Okay.
You're at...
I'll try.
4 out of 6. Mm-hmm. 1, 2... Yeah, 4 out of 6. It's okay. You still have time to make up for it in the bonus round. But for now...
Okay. Cash cab.
We talk a lot about articles and, like, yeah, those are cool. But there's other aspects in this section.
Uh-huh.
One, this podcast, Wellness Weekly.
Of course.
And even more importantly, our illustrators and our photographers.
Oh, yes.
We'll see how much you know. Okay. So there's no multiple choice. So if you struggle alone.
Mm-hmm.
But here are a couple multimedia questions. Number one, who is the illustrator behind the art for your article, I'm Never Quitting My Antidepressants?
That's Abby Dahl.
You're so good. Yes, it is. Okay, okay. So 5 out of 7, that would be. Mm-hmm. Okay. Podcast time. It's all about me, because my ego. Big, big problem. But anyway, we've had a ton of guests on Wellness Weekly, but we've only had one repeat guest. Who is that guest?
Oh, I know this somewhere in my brain. No, I do.
Don't lie to me.
I do, because I remember you saying, hey, we are having this person back. And I want to say it was Ash, but I am not 100% sure. But that's the first person that's coming to mind. So I guess for the sake of time, I'm going to go with Ash.
It's Ash!
Okay.
Okay, so you're freaking killing
it. 6 of 8.
6 of 8. Yeah, why am I so bad? I should have wrote this down. But anyway, so last question that isn't in the main trivia. There's a cool vape shot for Miranda Milton's No Vaping Allowed, But Vape Users Welcome in UW's new health informatics class. Who took that picture?
Can you give me the first letter?
No!
Okay, then I won't be able to get it, but I can describe the picture to you. Someone in a 3/4 North Face zip-up wearing braces and vaping, but you can only see, like, mouth and below.
That's really good. Yeah. I'm really happy that you knew that.
I do.
It was Hannah Scheel. I'm not going to give you the point for that.
I understand.
But it was a really good effort. Yeah. You're at 6 out of 9.
It's a great picture.
It is a great picture. Mm-hmm. Good job, Hannah. Like,
yeah.
Hell yeah. You are at 6 out of 9,
nice.
Which is not bad at all. That's really good. You were so worried for nothing. No worries. So you're doing great. Let's see if we can keep that streak up with some more subjective, fun questions. You are... graded for creativity. So hopefully you're feeling creative.
Okay.
If you had to be stranded on a desert island with any 2 wellness writers, who would you pick and why?
Like current wellness writers?
Yes.
Okay.
You don't have to say me. Don't feel pressure.
No, I would pick you. You're one of them for sure. And let me think. I need like somebody who's like smarter than me and can like get us out of the situation. You are also smarter than me, but I feel like you are we can like talk, we can have emotional like support and we can like banter, and I feel like you will like help me walk through like the emotions of the situation.
Yeah. I'm the social help. I'm definitely not the practical
You're
help.
The social help. So yeah. I think I'm gonna want Ash. I think I'm gonna want her because she's so scientific minded.
Right.
And she's gonna engineer something to like get us off or like make us a thriving 3-person community where we don't feel the need to escape.
Honestly,
you know,
true.
I feel like that's a valid option.
If it was the 3 of us, I'd probably stay.
We'll make a paper.
We will
read it exclusively. What's the difference?
Kind of sounds the same. Okay, I like that answer. I'll give you a point for that.
Thank you.
Because it had me in it.
Yeah.
And as we discussed before, ego. Anyway, so now that's 7 points. You're almost to the goal 9, which is
that's the goal. Okay,
that's the goal, right?
Okay.
Or yeah, sure.
Uh-huh.
Next question: if all the newspaper sections were like high school stereotypes, which ones would be which? Like jocks, theater kids, mathletes, etc.
Mm-hmm. So this isn't about like who the editors were.
Oh no, not about the editors. The section as a whole.
Okay. Okay. Well, art says theater kids. Like, that's easy. It's self-explanatory. Like, obviously. And likewise, sports is jocks.
Yes.
But I feel like otherwise, it's more subjective. So we have news. News, I don't know if this is a high school archetype, but I want to say poli-sci kids.
Oh, like debate kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was kind of thinking that too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like people that are just like super, super up on it. They've got all their push notifications on.
Yes.
Like they know the news.
They are the news.
They are. They make it. What else we got? We got science. Science, I want to say like teacher's pet, like if that's an acceptable archetype, but I also think they do they buck the system sometimes. They're not always like teacher's pets, like they do some hard hitting work, but I think there is a big component of like you gotta be nerdy enough to like science, and
that's
if
true.
You do, then you probably were a teacher's pet.
Facts. That's pretty good.
What else we got? What am I missing?
Opinion, yeah, that's it.
Oh, yeah, I didn't want to do me. So, opinion is, like, popular girls.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Like acrylics out.
Yeah, no, because they have a take. You
they
know?
Have
like,
a take.
You sit down at the lunch table, and they're like, oh my god, like, here's what happened
oh,
today.
I love that. Okay.
And, like, they digest the news for you. They've heard the news. And they have their own take on it.
Yeah, they'll tell you what to think. Yeah,
right.
I love that.
And I love that, too. So that's why they're the popular girls.
Oh, my God.
Like, no diss intended. I think
no,
it's great.
No, that's great. I wish I was the popular girls.
The hot gossip.
Yeah.
Wellness. Oh, God. See, like, we all know that I was a nerd. Like, we can't, there's no escaping that. But I was also, like, a closeted theater kid. Like, I didn't do theater because, like, I knew it would be, like, too much. but I feel like there's impulses of both. I guess wellness, like, overall, if we were to look at it, it would be, like, can I say stoner kids?
That's what I
say, like, hippie kids, like, you know, we're peace and love, like,
yeah.
You know, like, let's write about stuff that makes people feel better, and that's not to say it's artificial, it's not all, like, stoner material, but there is a big impulse of, like, what can make people feel better, and, like, let's build a community while we're doing that, both of which I think are stoner values.
Stoner values.
Yeah.
Major pillars of the stoner community.
And we wear beanies.
Yes. Yeah. I do not own a beanie, but maybe one day. Maybe I'll have to do it for the section.
Yeah.
That was really good. I'm going to give you full 1 point for that as well. So
thank you.
I think that's 9 or 8. I don't know. I'm bad at counting. But I have more fun questions, so I'm going to still ask you.
Okay.
Okay, so do you know, like, alignment charts?
Like Myers-Briggs?
Chaotic,
oh,
lawful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want you to give me alignment charts for the top 3 most active writers in wellness, which are me, Miranda Ash, and then Natalie, because she's your assistant.
Okay, yes.
And because I want you to talk about
based
me.
On writing or based on, like, personality?
Ooh, is there, like, a big difference, do you think?
I think there could be. I just need to know what I'm analyzing.
Analyze them as holistically, and if something jumps out, then go for it.
Holistically. Okay, I'm going to start with you.
Okay, yay.
okay, so let me go over the options, make sure. So we got chaotic, neutral, lawful.
Uh-huh.
And then
good, neutral, evil.
So you could have, like, a neutral? No, lawful is the middle. Okay, wait. Chaotic.
No, it's...
Okay, I got the gist. So you, I'm going to place you, well, see, I feel like good is such a, like, relative term, but chaotic good.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what I would say for me, too, because I'm freaking nuts, but yeah, okay.
Chaotic good. And then for Miranda.
Miranda.
I'm going to go with, I'm going to put her, like, on the corner between, like, true neutral and chaotic neutral.
Okay.
Not because I don't think she's a good person or a good writer, which she is both, like, in abundance, but I think she enjoys kind of pushing the envelope. She kind of...
She's
a little bit wild.
I always say, like, the good is, like, they do things for others. Neutral is they do whatever they want, and then the evil is they do things that don't benefit others. You know, it's like...
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't think it's bad to be any of them, really.
Yeah.
And then for Ash?
For Ash... Okay, Ash, I'm already looking more at the lawful category.
Yeah, me too.
I love her.
Ash is a beautiful angel.
I'm going to say lawful good, cusp lawful neutral. I think
cusp.
She could she could go off the rails in the same way that Miranda, you know? Like,
okay.
I think she could be a little bit wild. She could be a little bit self-interested.
Okay, love that for her.
But it's a toss-up.
Okay, and then for Natalie.
Oh, gosh, Natalie. Well, based on her Twitter presence. okay. Twitter presence is very chaotic good. I feel like real-life interaction, it's close to true neutral. I feel like she's a little bit hard to figure out, but she's also really funny. But she always, like, keeps you guessing when you're interacting with her.
I love that.
But she's, like, very, like, whip smart, too.
Mm-hmm. You want to make sure everyone at the daily.
Oh, yeah.
And then, final question, the biggest question of the day, most important, does the wellness section have top or bottom energy?
As a whole?
As a whole. Or is that too generalized?
Like, compare, I don't know, I'm thinking, like, of the other section's content, and there's a lot of factors to take. I don't know what the wellness section wears, like, I would need to, analyze this. I'm gonna reclaim it, I'm gonna say bottom.
I'm gonna say bottom energy,
and there's nothing shameful about that, you know?
Wellness, like, is so bottom energy.
Yeah, I'm gonna lean into it, yeah.
I think news has top energy.
For sure.
I think science has bottom energy.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, science is like first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think, opinion is top. I don't know. That's hard because maybe that's just like two assigning roles, but that's fun. Yeah, I agree. Wellness is bottom energy.
I agree.
And in the best way, in the best way.
Mm.
So the results are in, and you freaking crushed it. I didn't keep track of the score because you just did so well, and I'm not a good counter.
I'm honestly still writing the whole milk high. Like, my heart rate, like, bumped up from the amount really of, like, good righteousness I felt from knowing that. Because, like, I remember that sentence specifically because I thought about, like, if I put whole milk on my face, I would break out, like, crazy. And I was like, I can't relate to all these people doing, like, crazy face masks.
It was too good of a line. Dang it. But I got you a prize because I knew you were going to win.
Oh, my gosh.
And also because I just love you so much.
Oh.
And I'm so happy that you're our editor. It's just some chocolate. You can't see it.
It's Lindor chocolate. It's not just some chocolate.
It's pretty fancy.
It's the truffles, you guys.
It's the truffles. White chocolate.
Yeah.
Because you're so amazing. I'm so proud of you and all the work you're doing with wellness. And I mean that not just for the podcast, but also it's great content, to be nice.
Oh, yeah. Monetize that. I appreciate you, Hannah.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you. But, thanks so much for making time for this. Yeah, I'm really happy you came.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really have been enjoying reading your work this quarter, and I'm glad you write for my section.
Aw, Christ. That's all we have for this week at Wellness Weekly. Please tune in next quarter when we are back. For now, have a great winter season, and thanks so much. Bye!